Now, I want to speak to Nicola Mallon, who's an MLA in North Belfast with the SDLP. Nicola, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Nicola, you are keen to see some government intervention to help the Ardoyne shops. Goodness, yesterday on the programme we were talking about shops closing the length and breadth of Northern Ireland. I think we mentioned about seven different towns. But why specifically the Ardoyne shops?
Well, I think that you have a very unique situation there at Ardoyne. For the past 3 years, there has been a parading dispute and a standoff. And it's a dispute that the traders there have paid absolutely no part in and yet are paying a heavy price for. We have nightly protests. We have a heavy police presence. And again, on a Saturday afternoon, which is traditionally your best trading time, every evening, even on a practical sense, the PSNI implement a blocking device. What that actually does is it renders the shop owners unable to operate their electronic shutters. So they have to either close early or remain in the shop until 8 p.m. There's huge negative publicity around that. And the result in terms of the damage to community relations has seen a significant reduction in footfall of customers. So I think it is a fact that no other traders, the length and breadth of this country, are having to endure these sets of circumstances. And I think that everybody agrees that the traders have played no part in this dispute. Everybody agrees that they have been negatively impacted upon. And some of the traders who have managed to continue since the dispute began and today are happy to show accounts to show the dramatic impact that it has had. So I think the question is here, we hear a lot from the executive about the importance of the economy and the role of small businesses in that. And really, we need to see them trying to do something to help these guys on the road.
Realistically, what can they do? You know, you're making a call to the executive to help save the shops at the Ardoyne interface. In the past few weeks, another two businesses actually have closed. It is a notorious area, as you've described there. But against that backdrop, what could any government minister actually do in terms of financial assistance?
Well, I think if you remember back, Frank, to the Flags protest, again there was a fall in footfall in terms of customers, and it was local government at that stage that combined with others to have the Back in Belfast campaign, and that was essentially an advertisement drive to encourage people to shop locally. I think as a minimum, we need to look at something like that. We need to look at an event there to try to draw customers in. But we also have from central government a financial...
But Nicola, are you talking about some sort of, like, I get the impression of Gary Lightbody and Reclaim the City and all that sort of stuff for Belfast, because that's what the initiative was that you're talking about with Belfast. Are you thinking of, like, having some sort of entertainment roadshow up at the Ardoyne roundabout?
No. I think what you need to have is you need to have a package of measures. I'm saying that must be a minimum, that has to be a starting point. But if you look, central government awards businesses £1,000 when they have been damaged by flooding. And it does that because it recognises that those businesses have been impacted on by something that was completely outside of their control. I think exactly the same logic should apply to these shops. These shops pay £2,000 in rent every year, and government very readily goes and accepts that. So I think we need to look at a hardship fund. We need to look at possibly rates relief for a defined period of time. We need to look at some form of financial assistance. I don't think that that is unreasonable. I think if the executive has found £21 million to police a camp there, it can find a relatively tiny amount of money to help traders who are on their knees because of a situation that they have played no part in. I have written to the executive, I've written to both the economy minister and the finance minister. Late yesterday evening, the finance minister came back to say that he will meet with a delegation of traders and hopefully he will start to scope out with us a reasonable, we're not asking for anything unreasonable, but we're just asking for a reasonable and fair measure to try to help these traders who are being punished for something that really has absolutely nothing to do with them.
I must say, I'm not very familiar with the shops. I've driven past them many times. I've never actually shopped in any of them, so I don't even know what the services are that are available on the at the famous street known as the Ardoyne shops. But I'm just wondering, are they long established? Are they long established tenants in the shops? Because you could easily put up the argument, anyone who tried to set up a business there in the last couple of years would have been going in with their eyes open, and surely you wouldn't choose to position a business at the Ardoyne interface. Those who may have been there 20, 30 years or long family traditions of being there, that's a different issue. But if you decided any time post Holy Cross to go to the Ardoyne area to set up a business and it fails, well, you know, you knew what you were getting into.
But Frank, I don't accept that. And I think if we operated from a rationale from the Holy Cross dispute, which is several years ago, that we should, no business in the right mind should set up there. I don't accept that. There are businesses who have been there for a long time and they have struggled through it. There are businesses who have quite bravely tried to come along because I don't think that unless you're in there, you realise the impact, the negativity. And these traders are paying a high price. And again, as I said, we hear a lot from our executive about the importance of local businesses and SMEs. Well, here are a group of traders who are only interested in providing a high customer service to all customers, regardless of what side of the road they live on. They're trying to provide employment in an area where there is none. And they're also just trying to give themselves a relatively modest living standard.
Yes, but Nicola, you're painting a picture of people who are running a shop who are up against it for unique reasons, whereas
absolutely,
maybe the reasons aren't that unique at all. Because if you excuse the analogy, a stone's throw from the shops is a very successful Tesco. That's bound to be having an impact on the shops.
Well, I don't know. I haven't spoken with the management in Tesco to see if their footfall has been affected. But I categorically stand over the statement that it is a fact that no other group of traders on these islands are facing or having to endure these circumstances. I mean, Frank, I would invite you and invite anyone who's not familiar to come up of an evening, go in, spend some time with the traders and see the practical impact that this dispute and this stand-up is having on them. Yes, we want to see a long-term resolution to this situation, but in the interim, some help needs to be provided to these traders.
Yeah, I think it's fair comment that you wouldn't really choose to go shopping at the Ardoyne shops. Josie has a point to make. She's on this line, and she maybe has a question she wants to ask. Josie, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Frank. I'm a P.
yes, go ahead.
A P, not she.
Oh, sorry, Josie. Just, my apologies, because Josie is okay. male or female. Yeah, Josie, go ahead.
I'd just like to make a point of the Ardoyne shops there. I mean, like, who would shop, like, apart from local people, you know? So local people know the area that they're shopping in, you know. These shops are on the front of the Crumlin Road. They're not in, like, the middle of the Ardoyne estate or anything like that there, you know.
But do you think they should get assistance, some specific assistance?
Oh, I think they should, yeah, because they're local shops. But it's up to the local people to give them assistance. Do you know what I mean?
But should they get government intervention because of where they are positioned?
No, not at all, sir. Why would they get government help?
Because of the very reason that Nicola Mallon has outlined over the last 10 minutes. They're in a unique position. They are, you're talking about them being facing out onto the Crumlin Road. They are in any other town, they'd be in a prime position for passing trade, but they probably don't get any passing trade.
They are under difficulty, yes, because where they are, and it's a flashpoint area. But you have to remember, I mean, like, how many flashpoint areas are there in Belfast where there is local shops?
Okay, so they're not as unique as Nicola Mallon is suggesting. And Stan has a point. Good morning, Stan.
Morning, Frank. I was just listening to what yourself and Nicola were talking about there. And, I mean, the Ardoyne shops thing, yes, it's not a great place to have a business at the moment, but that can be resolved. That could be resolved very, very easily by letting the Orange Order pass the shops, literally 6 or 7 minutes to stop, you know, to stop all this hassle with Ardoyne. Sorry about that, there's an ambulance. Oh, it's okay, it's gone. You know, it could be resolved very, very easily.
All right. So, you know, Nicola, Stan obviously making a political point there on behalf of the Orange Order. You're not going to be able to wave a magic wand and resolve the issue. And it needs to be re-emphasised that this dispute is darn all to do with the shopkeepers.
Absolutely. And the thing is, traders feel completely forgotten in all of this because they feel as if they're caught up in a political row, and they're not political, and they played no part in it. And they've said to me that they just feel as if they're acceptable collateral damage in a row not of their making. And I think that's a fair point, and I think it's a justified point. And so we look forward to meeting with the Finance Minister to see what he is willing to do and what his colleagues are willing to do. And again, I emphasise, we're not asking for huge sums of money. We're asking simply for him to meet with us to tease out what reasonably and fairly can be done to try to help them. Yes, everybody wants to see a long-term resolution, but for the past 3 years, traders have been financially penalised. And they need a bit of help, and that's all that they're asking.
Yeah, and I'm quite sure they deserve praise as well for, I suppose, continuing to provide normality in a challenged area, because any successful community always has successful shops.
Absolutely. I admit and I accept and firstly accept that our traders in many, many places are struggling under very difficult financial circumstances. Traders, especially small traders, invest nearly everything that they have in trying to get a business up off the ground. And I think there's merit in government looking across the board at how we can support them in doing that. But I do come back to the fact that nowhere do we have a group of traders that are faced with this situation, a situation completely outside of their control. It's hard enough to run a business. Try running a business at that point with everything that's going on a nightly basis and on a Saturday when every other trader expects it to be their best day of trade.
Okay, Nicola Mallon, putting the pitch on behalf of the traders in the Ardoyne area, the Ardoyne shops that are facing that roundabout and just across from the Todell protest. Your opinions are very welcome. 90333105. Is it such a special case that there should be government intervention?
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Listening to you.